This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about a cool new book. It's part of a series of books from Motor Books International. Today, we're going to be talking to the author of a wonderful new book called Speed Read Ferrari, The History, Technology, and Design by Italy's legendary automaker. So we'll be joining our very special guest momentarily. Also, let me remind you, telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at any time at the usual number, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261, or via the email. Probably the easiest one to remember is bob@autoworldradio.com. But if you have trouble with that, sometimes I get a lot of emails, so sometimes I get a bounce back and do bob@boblongradio.com. Let me remind you folks, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Get a quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And when it comes to people who love cars, that includes yours truly. It includes the author of this Speed Read series on Ferrari, Preston Lerner. Welcome back to the airways of Auto World.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with such a knowledgeable and passionate enthusiast.
Well, thank you, my friend. And you are no slouch yourself, turning out some amazing books over the year. Over the years, I remember talking to you about the beautiful Ford GT book that commemorated the 205-206 Ford GT. That, no doubt, was a labor of love. What are some of the other books that you've done over the years?
The Ford GT book was the most recent until this Ferrari one. But then my first book was on the Scarab race cars, which were built out here in Southern California in the 50s, 60s. And also co-wrote a book with Matt Stone on Paul Newman about his racing exploits and a couple other things, not so much racing related, but I guess the Scarab, the Ford, and the Paul Newman would be the major ones prior to this Ferrari book.
Absolutely. I speak to Matt every now and then. Next time that I do, I'll tell him that you were on the program, because I know he so much enjoyed writing that book with you. It was a real pleasure.
It was, and he just won a big award for. He recently did a book on Ed Iskandarian, so that's a real great read as well.
Oh, that's great to know. Well, let's talk about Speed Read Ferrari, and this is a part of a new series from Motor Books International and their corporate company. Another one that's out right now is the History and Principles and Concepts Behind Modern Car Design. Tell us a little bit about the idea that the publisher had for these small books. We're so used to the table cover, coffee table, I should say, cover books with heavy photography and a hefty price, but this is something totally different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to give props to Zach Miller and the crew back there at Motor Books International. They came up with a template for these speed read books, and they're pretty short. There's not a lot of copy. They're illustrations rather than photos. They're really striking. And the idea is it's going to give a quick hit overview of a particular subject. There's one, as you mentioned, on design. I think the first one was on Formula One. And there's another one out, just came out on, which I haven't actually seen yet myself, on the Mustang. And again, sort of give like a, you know, a big picture overview of the subject, and then also a little bit, some tidbits, kind of trivia and footnote history to give readers who I think aren't fully steeped in the subject kind of a general knowledge of what it's all about. And then if they're really interested, you know, they're, for instance, the Ferrari, I mean, there are literally hundreds of books you can go to get details about specific models or even books on specific engines. So with this, we really tried to hit the high points and give readers kind of the contours of the history of what I think is a really fascinating automaker.
So do I. I was telling my producer just a few moments ago about the Ferrari name. When it comes to trademarks, when it comes to name recognition, when you do surveys around the world, the number one most recognizable brand is, in fact, Ferrari, followed by Coca-Cola. So just about everybody around the world has knowledge somewhat of Ferrari, and that itself is quite an achievement.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, too. And one thing I was thinking on, actually, on my way over here, which I probably hadn't thought of when I was writing it, but as car companies go, what's really fascinating to me is that, you know, it's a company, since it always did low-volume cars, high-performance cars, they never had to build boring family cars, you know, really kind of dull street cars that we're not interested in. So even though there are some Ferraris that aren't great, I mean, there are some dogs out there for sure, they're all interesting in their own way. And the other great thing about Ferrari, at least for me, since I'm a racing guy, is that racing is part of the company's DNA. And, in fact, it existed really to go racing originally, and until Enzo died, everything was based on racing. You know, now, as you say, it's a tremendous brand, and it's actually a very, very profitable company. But still, racing is what it lives for, and, you know, Formula One is still, they still spend, you know, upwards of $500 million a year on the Formula One program. So, I gotta give them, even though I'm not necessarily a Ferrari guy myself, I've never owned a Ferrari, and I don't think I ever will, I really respect the company just for, you know, for those reasons.
So true, Preston. I know in speaking with some folks who had an opportunity to meet Enzo Ferrari before he passed away, I've heard a lot of interesting stories, including one from Bob Bondurant, the legendary racing car driver. And he went to Ferrari to meet with Enzo to become a Formula One driver for them. And he shared with me the fact that, according to Bob, that Enzo was completely fluent in both English as well as Italian, but when it came to a meeting, he only would speak Italian with an interpreter. He was an unusual man.
That sounds like Enzo, all right. I never met him. I really wish I had. I understand he was a real character and definitely a piece of work in his own way.
Absolutely. It would make a great movie. He also was married for a lot of years, but had a mistress on the side. And that, from that romance came a son who is now one of the chief executives at Ferrari. We got all the makings of a great movie here, Preston. All we need to do is get the permission of Ferrari, which I'm sure neither one of us would be able to wrestle.
I'm sure you're right about that.
Well, let's talk about Enzo, and let's talk a little bit about him as a person and also about the first Ferrari, which is quite a bit different from other Ferraris that we've seen over the decades.
Well, and I'm sure as you well know, and maybe many of your readers know, I mean, Enzo himself was a race car driver, not especially successful, but in the teens and 20s. And then he graduated to actually running Alfa Romeo's factory racing program, first for Alfa Romeo, and then for a variety of reasons, Alfa got out of racing. And so Scuderia Ferrari was created to be, in effect, the quasi-works team for Ferrari.
We'll just take a quick pit stop. Hold on 1 second, okay. Preston. We're just going to step aside for some important messages. But when we come back, part one of what will be a... We'll get them on for a full hour soon, because this is a wonderful book. More about Speed Read Ferrari. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just 2 of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're talking with Preston Lerner, who is the author of Speed Read Ferrari, the history, technology, and the design behind Italy's legendary Automaker. It's a great book, and we're just kind of getting started here. We're talking a little bit about Enzo himself and about the pre-war years. So go back to where you were when we hit that hard network break.
Yeah, sorry about that, and sorry I talked too much, and the title's too long, too, so I apologize for that as well. I was just saying, you know, Ferrari was involved in racing in a big way in the pre-World War II years, and actually broke with Alfa and built his own car in 1940. It wasn't called a Ferrari, and it was based on a Fiat engine. Kind of what really changed, moved the goalposts and really created Ferrari as a mark after the war was, you know, he created a new company, but he also commissioned a brand new V12 engine by Colombo. And, you know, so it wasn't like just a special based on somebody else's engine, you know, and drivetrain. He went to the trouble of creating his own engine, and that engine, that V12, in various forms, remained kind of in many Ferraris until the mid-60s. So it was really a tremendous design, and it helped establish the mark. So Ferrari put that in a chassis. And, you know, in his early days, and Bob, tell me to shut up whenever you want me to, but, you know, it was really like an artisanal, a really tiny factory. It's hard to believe. You know, we think of Ferrari today as being this great company pumping out these fantastic products. It was really just a small little factory. There was no assembly line. That everything was built by hand. You know, they were just beat out with hammers and rolled on English wheels. And, in fact, most days Ferrari didn't even design and build his own bodywork. That was all done by outside coach builders. So, but it was from the beginning, racing is what really made the brand. I mean, his first car, the 125S, won a couple of races, and then the 166, which we know now as the Barchetta, the little boat, won Le Mans in 1949, and that really established Ferrari as a mark to be reckoned with by the rest of the world.
Absolutely. You do such a great job here in putting in sections in the book. Section 1, Legend, A Legend is Born. Section 2, you highlight a number of vehicles, 9 for the road. And then Section 3 is another great one in which you've got all kinds of wonderful information about some of the more modern-day Ferraris, exclusive, exotic, and exhilarating. And then, just as you've been saying from the top here, a whole chapter devoted to racing. And the name of the chapter, Section 4, is Design for Winning. And there's no doubt, as you said, that in Enzo's mind, he was building a race car that he just also on the side built a road car to go along with it.
Yeah, and that was kind of the beauty of the company, is that since Ferrari cared only or mostly about racing, he didn't have to compromise on the design of his streetcars, and he frankly was very cavalier when it came to customers. I mean, there are some hysterical stories about him just ignoring, you know, wealthy celebrities who wanted Ferraris, and Lamborghini was created because Mr. Lamborghini himself was so enraged by the way he was mistreated by Enzo that he decided to create his own car company. So true. So everything was really done to go racing. All the money went back into the racing program, and everything was based on winning races, not on selling cars, at least until Ferrari died.
Absolutely, and we can look at just the last 30-some-odd years and the number of supercars. Many people look at the Porsche 959 as the first supercar. But actually, Ferrari was the one that started it with the 288 GTO back in 1984. And then, of course, we saw the very race-like F40, which was really bare bones inside. Then we went into the F50. And then, of course, came a couple additional models, including the Enzo. And now we have the La Ferrari. Personally, I think that's a very poor name, but
I agree.
It would definitely go down as the worst name that Ferrari has come up with. Did Enzo play a role even later in life in the development of the Enzo and even La Ferrari?
No, well, Enzo, so what happened, one of the critical changes was in 69-70 is when the company was a portion of it was bought by Fiat, and that was to give the company some greater resources to actually build street cars because, frankly, they needed to sell more street cars to make more money to go racing as racing became more expensive in the 60s and 70s. And so from that point on, Enzo, really from the 70s on, he was really much more involved on the racing side than he was the street car side. But the last car that Enzo personally greenlit was the F40, and that was really very close to his heart. And as you say, it was really a race car that was basically just street legal. I mean, it was, you know, no air conditioning, no traction control, nothing that we think of, no luxuries whatsoever. And that was Enzo's baby, and he was quite proud of it. And it was introduced not that long before he died in 88. So, you know, the street cars to him, I mean, I don't even think he drove a Ferrari most of the time. I mean, he did drive a Ferrari, but he had other cars as well. And mm-hmm. it was all about racing.
Yeah, the F40, you know, a couple of celebrities who have them, so I've been able to peer through the window, and this vehicle was very crude. I mean, it had a plastic rear windshield. It had no carpeting. It had even the body panels inside weren't fit and finished like any normal vehicle. Didn't even have a door handle. You had to pull on a string to open the door. So I can see this one being very close to Enzo's heart, because this was and remains today, you know, probably the most racing true machine ever put out by a manufacturer for regular driving on regular roads.
Right. Yeah, no question. And you know, it was all about the. I mean, Ferrari was all about engines too. I mean, he just loved making power, and of course, that thing with the twin turbos, you know, was just a real rocket ship. So I'm sure that was something that he really appreciated more than, say, having a car that was, you know, like a Porsche with less power, but perhaps more sophistication. But the F40 was all about brute strength.
Brute strength was the word, and like you said, it had the twin turbos, a rather small V8, but when those turbos kicked in, it was like, hold on to your hat. That was just amazing, the way that car could blast down the road. And certainly he got a lot of publicity for the brand with the Ferrari 308, 328, and eventually GTO Ferrari. Lots of folks were drawn to that. The original 308 was the car for Magnum PI, for those of us young enough to remember or old enough to remember. Preston, hold on. We got a quick network break. We're going to check on our next guest, and if for whatever reason he is not available, we may have you stick around a little longer with us. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said today he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will give up nuclear weapons.
We have a leader in Kim Jong-un who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
President Donald Trump said last night that meetings were ongoing and they were still looking at June 12th for a possible summit in Singapore. The president made his comment at a welcome home ceremony at the White House for a Utah man released after 2 years in captivity in Venezuela.
Very, very, very difficult 2 years. Not really the great vacation that I was looking for.
Joshua Holt had gone to Venezuela to marry a woman he'd met online. He was held on weapons charges, which he denied, for 2 years, but was never put on trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. We're chatting with Preston Lerner, the man behind Speed Read Ferrari, the history, technology, and design behind Italy's legendary automaker, and we're talking about specific models like the F40, which was the last one that Enzo had his hands on before his passing. Let's touch a little on Dino Ferrari. Not only is it unusual, the Dino vehicle, and I'll let you explain that, but the fact is that the death of his son at a young age really affected Enzo, and I understand he was actually quite a talented engineer.
Dino was Ferrari's only legitimate son. As you mentioned earlier, Piero Ferrari was an illegitimate son, was subsequently recognized as now actually a part owner of the company. But Dino was supposedly quite talented, and he worked with Vittorio Diano, who was had been the pre-war Alfa Romeo designer, quite well known on the V6, the first V6s that Ferrari did, V6 engines, and they were originally race engines. Unfortunately, Dino died very young. I believe he's only 23 or so. There's a little question about, how much hard technical data he had. But it was clearly he was behind the idea of a smaller, higher stressed motor, the V6, which ended up being very successful, winning a Formula One championship in '61, and later on, in Dino's honor, The V6 powered Dino 206 and 246s were named in his honor. And basically all engines now that are, when you hear the Dino name, that refers to a V6 engine. So that, is to, kind of mark, Ferrari's, Enzo's son's contribution to the company. And, you know, we think of V12s as really what we think of first when we think of Ferrari, but the V6s were pretty important to the company as well. And the 246, that Dino 246 is one of the best loved, Ferraris ever built.
And interestingly enough, it doesn't say Ferrari Dino. It just says plain Dino on the bag, on the badge of the vehicle. Was there any particular reason for that?
Well, yeah, I think originally, and it's actually quite funny, and I think I use a line in there from the brochure, where the original brochure for the 206 says it's almost a Ferrari, which is kind of like a bit of a cut there. But I think it was because it was kind of meant to be a less expensive, higher volume car, and they perhaps didn't want to dilute the prestige of the brand. Maybe didn't understand how successful and popular that car would be. You know, it's, as I say, it's really a beloved car because it was smaller and it was the most agile car of its day. And so, yeah, at the time, it was not sold as a Ferrari, but, I mean, everyone, it was all sold through Ferrari dealerships, and everyone knew it was a Ferrari. And nowadays, I mean, no one even, you know, that's sort of like almost a piece of trivia. If you ask somebody, is the Dino a Ferrari, they would say, well, of course. So, well, technically, I guess it's not. But these days, everyone thinks that there's one, and certainly it merits being called a Ferrari. So a great, great car.
Well, Preston, as usual, it's a pleasure chatting with you. We're going to see if we can arrange for a convenient time in your schedule to get you back for a full hour, because I have barely scratched the surface of this wonderful book, Speed Read Ferrari, the history, technology, and design behind Italy's legendary automaker. And what a great Father's Day gift idea. It's available, of course, through Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Hopefully some brick-and-mortar Barnes & Nobles might have it in stock. And books.
Bob, thank you so much for your thanks so much for chatting. It's really been great. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And have a good Father's Day yourself when it comes around.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend. Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. We haven't gone anywhere. We're just shifting gears a little bit. But you know, basically, I would highly recommend this book, even if you're a casual person with interest in Ferrari. And it's the truth. I have said to even some people who were involved with Hollywood, if there ever was a story that would be a perfect movie, it happens to be and is the story of Ferrari, because you've got a little bit of something in there. You know, you've got the genius and yet little mischievous man, Enzo himself. You've got the battle with Ford, which we didn't talk about in Le Mans, with Ford wanting to purchase Ferrari and Enzo turning it down. So Ford went on to build the GT40 Ferraris, which swept Le Mans in one particular year, won Le Mans a number of years. And it's just a great book, so by all means, check it out if you're looking for a book that would make a good gift for anybody. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And again, as I said earlier, going to the guest lines, powered by Hagerty, it's my pleasure to welcome yet another gentleman who loves cars, and that's Max from Maximilian Motorsports. Max, how are you doing?
Doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing better all the time, thank God. I think I'm getting my voice back, which is a good thing for a radio guy, and overall, things are looking a lot brighter for me than they were not that long ago. There's nothing like having your health, you know. If you got your health, you truly are blessed.
Well, like anything in life, whether it's having a fine automobile at our disposal or otherwise, sometimes we take things for granted, and sometimes the removal from those items from our grasp, it really makes us appreciate things. So, again, with automobiles, we're very fortunate that we have access to a lot of cars and different opportunities, and I think in many countries, we can't, they don't have opportunity to modify cars legally and otherwise. So in America, regarding automobiles, this is the mecca of the automobile.
It most certainly is. Since our first half of the program was devoted to Ferrari, let's talk about your own experience with Ferrari. Have you ever done any Ferrari restoration projects, whether it's a whole car or an engine?
Yeah, and I enjoy the, the F40 and back era the best, because they really did have a sense of not being a committee car. They were really race cars oriented for the road, and the neat thing is that they were a low-volume producer of vehicles. So if you are familiar with that, like many Italian auto manufacturers, or quite frankly, any auto manufacturer back in the day, they would do what I call parts bin building. And so, like on a 308, the valve train and such, the same as a 124 Fiat. And, they use bits and pieces from other cars that, if you're familiar with, it can cut the cost significantly. And that makes it sort of exciting. And they didn't have necessarily the money for a lot of proprietary electronics and so forth. So they were very hand and labor intensive, but not necessarily electronics and technology, where there is no substitute except that single part that is available. So that was always nice. And, even the history, I think of talking about the Ferraris again, a lot of times people don't remember that Ferraris made cars for other people as well. So we'll get on that on the other side.
That's true. Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back, more with Max from Maximilian Motorsports. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, they walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
You're listening to Auto World. I'm Liz Bob-Long, and we've got Max from Maximilian Motorsports with us live, 855-660-4261, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. You can get a hold of us. We're following up on the first half of this hour, and that was about Ferraris, so we're continuing to talk Ferraris with Max, and he is telling us about some of the Ferraris that he has worked with over the years. And so which particular engine is your absolute favorite one to work on, Max?
Well, you know, to be fair, they all have their issues, and I think it really has to be taken in perspective of what you're trying to accomplish with it. I think Ferrari, for the longest time, being a low-volume producer, made cars that were, and I think let me step back here. One of the things I enjoy very much about the earlier ones is, quite frankly, the same thing of why I enjoy earlier Porsche 911s and a lot of different cars that are older. I think for excitement, for a lot of people, a car has to represent a point of danger. I think today's cars will drive with the nanny features that alleviate the dangers unless you put them in race mode or something like that. And so that dance, older cars, you have to work in concert with a vehicle. Newer cars will work in concert with you, and it's a different mindset. And so it one's like a game of, you know, you have to be able to coexist with it opposed to it working with you. And I like the earlier ones for that factor. The one thing that sort of changed some of the Ferraris is that we've always thought them as to be super exclusive and super expensive cars. And even the base models have alleviated in value for a long time. But it used to be you could pick up a 308 day in, day night, anytime for $20,000 or $15,000.
So true.
Now that same car is $35,000, $40,000 or more. And so I think one of the problems with the vintage ones is you have to realize what market they're trying to appeal to. So your 12-cylinder cars were never trying to compete with being inexpensive cars. So they're a different league. And there's a degree of snobbery that occurs with the 8-cylinder cars and versus the 12s. And that did change with the advent of like the F40 and some of those cars, and to some extent the GTO, when they really became formidable road cars. But prior to that, there was a sense of like the 914 Porsche was a poor person's Porsche. It was like subjugated to a lower level. And the same reason why people say, well, it isn't even a real Ferrari, because as you mentioned before, the Dino didn't even have a Ferrari badge on it. We also forget that the world market has changed. The 308, they're in Italy primarily, I think New Zealand as well. They have the 208, which is one of the smallest V8 motors ever made. It's under 2 liters. And that's for tax benefits of why they did it. And the early ones had a single carburetor, if I recall correctly, and the later ones were available in turbo form. And so can you imagine a 2 liter, how pedestrian that may have been, yet very exciting. And so in certain parts of the world, I think you could get a car that is very modest, that is still a Ferrari and still has excitement, but doesn't have extreme performance. And if you get into, well, the 308s, when they put the fuel injection on them, they did reduce the power. Ferrari never reclaimed their or readjusted their output. They listed the same ones as the carbureted ones, which had more power definitively. And, you know, that was sort of akin to Rolls-Royce saying adequate horsepower. They didn't want to reassess it. You know, and then there's some interesting other ones. I mean, the Fiat Dino, which had the Dino V6 in it, people forget about that. But that was sort of a curvaceous vehicle. And Ferrari's put motors in launches. There is with a, can you imagine this? The same chassis that the Saab 9000 and Alfa Romeo 164, and I think the Fiat Cromo, there was the Lancia Sema, and it had a Ferrari 308 motor in it.
Wow, I didn't realize
that. All-wheel drive. That's... And that I think, is, you know, at the same time as the Taurus SHO. So, you know, for a long time before technology occurred with traction control, everyone thought 200 horsepower was the physical limit of a front-wheel drive car.
So
and
true.
It's interesting. And now, routinely, 200 is nothing. And with that technology, they can advance that. But I would say that two of the cars have been very fortunate. Two of the cars that have been probably the most scintillating ride would be an F40 and a 427 Cobra replica. In terms of just rawness, cover the speedometer, and you know, hold on with your fingernails. And those are both totally wild rides that that make it exciting. You're not even looking at the speedometer; you're just experiencing it. You know, the early test, the Testarossas were very enjoyable because they were. That was when the transition was occurring to being a volume producer. So, you know, the newer ones are great; they're exciting, but you know, they're a different animal. And people don't realize that Ferraris are fragile, Porsches are, and are a very durable road car. You'll replace a clutch in a Ferrari sometimes sooner than the brake. It's everything's lightweight and very precision. The leather interior is super durable. They're rather fragile. They are still to this day a fairly fragile car. They were never intended to put crazy mileage on. I remember when I worked... there was a gentleman that had a Testarossa. He would drive it in the snow, and every technician was like, right on, right on. You're actually using it like it should. But most of the cars end up failing through a slow death of absence of anyone using them. And so they're low mileage, and they sort of disintegrate. But to be fair, a lot of the cars weren't designed for to be taken apart and put together. So a lot of the interior bits have screws. And so when you put them back together, you have to put what's known as a speed nut behind it so it doesn't rattle free. But, you know, incredible cars. And I think the neat thing about the early cars is any early manufacturer, whether it's a Shelby, whether it's a Tour Bugatti, whether it's a Ferdinand Porsche, is there was a character behind that that didn't have committee with design. They had a passion. And I think that's the exciting thing. And the few brands left that do have passion, you'll find that there is someone there that actually is grabbing hold of the whole process and really imprinting it with their own emotional DNA of what they feel an exciting car is.
So true and so well said, Max. Before we go any further, let's make sure and give out your information, as you offer so many services, and we want to make sure people hit your website and they've got your email and telephone and everything.
So it's Maximilian Motorsports, which is Maximilian Motorsports, as in plural, .com. And we're located in Washington State. The phone number is 360-748-8578. And, you know, we're fortunate we deal with a variety of vehicles. And I'm excited when we get a project where basically we're given rough parameters in which to embark upon a process and we're able to do it. And I think that's where the artistry of this industry is. And unfortunately, a lot of times there are people that are very good technicians, but they don't have that imagination, that ability to take someone's dreams and ideas and create it. And to be fair, a lot of times the consumer is just able to replicate what they've seen before. They don't know what's capable and what is able to be done. As any artist, they are going to create something unique and something that hasn't been created before. And the more mainstream you get with the car, the harder it is to do that. So if you want to make a custom 57 Chevy, man, everything under the sun's been done with it. But if you want to deal with some obscure car, it's a lot easier. But I'm very fortunate. We deal with an eclectic selection of automobiles. So with that, I'm able to learn a little bits of information that I can sort of sneak ideas and styling cues from different vehicles onto other vehicles. So it's like having a spice rack and knowing what spices to use.
That's great. Well, you do a great job, and certainly I would encourage folks to get a hold of Max, and it's great that you've had such experience with Ferraris. I'm sure you treasure that. I was with Motor Trend when the Enzo was the holy grail, and we had to borrow one from an owner, so I got to drive it at normal speeds, and I got to ride in it, actually, at excess of 200 miles an hour, and that was a rather raw car, and carbon fiber tub, no radio, definitely racing seats. It was nowhere near as raw as the F40, but that was quite an experience. I'll have to tell you more about that another time. Max, thank you very much for your time here today. Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, why don't you head on over to AutoWorldRadio.com. AutoWorldRadio.com. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being with me. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.